Good morning, friends around the world. With all that's going on in our world today, I sense it's a blessing to be able to escape each day for a short period of time and quiet our souls. The time we can indeed escape the craziness we find out there and find peace and comfort in the quiet. So for today's meditation, I'd like to tell you a couple of stories. One is my own and the other is from ancient Buddhism. Then we'll have time to reflect on these thoughts. Well, here's my story. You know, for 25 years, I lived in a small town in South Florida. Stuart was a quaint town where people from all over the United States and Canada escaped colder climates to live in the Sunshine State and enjoy all the benefits of that warmer, sun-filled weather. Much of my family still lives there today. When I moved there, I was no exception. I came from another small town in northern Michigan, Gaylord, the Alpine Village, where all four seasons were embraced, but most assuredly, we celebrated the wonders of the pure, white, fresh-fallen snow, almost on a daily basis during the winter months. Talk about a contrast! I went from skiing and snowmobiling to scuba diving and walking the sandy beaches of South Florida. But far more important than all of this was the fact I left my past life behind me to find a better way to live. While living in Gaylord, I returned to the Christian faith of my youth and confronted my alcoholic behavior. Yes, I stopped drinking in Gaylord, but I hadn't addressed the causes for such behavior until I entered the 12-step program in Florida. Gosh, I remember the weekend I truly accepted the fact that I was indeed an alcoholic and I needed to work the 12 steps. You know what I did? I finished all 12 steps that weekend. Anyone who knows anything about this program knows that you can't effectively complete these steps in a weekend. Well, it took me a while to realize that. But in working the steps, I came to believe that it's a process, a lifelong process. Now I'd like to share with you an ancient Buddhist story titled Enlightenment in 7 Days. Buddha told his disciples, whoever makes an effort can attain enlightenment in 7 days. If you can't manage that, certainly you will attain it in 7 months or in 7 years. One young man decided he would attain it in 1 week, and he wanted to know what he should do. Buddha replied in one word, concentration. So the young man began to practice, but in only 10 minutes, he was already distracted. Little by little, he began paying attention to everything that distracted him, and he came to understand that he was not wasting his time, but was getting used to himself from the inside. Then one day he decided it was not necessary to arrive at his goal so fast, because the path was teaching him many things. It was at that moment he became an enlightened one. Do you find yourself in a hurry to accomplish things quickly? Yeah, me too. Hell, we even have a saying, don't we? Get her done. Looking back at my life, I see I got a lot of things done. By focusing on the task, I was able to bring many things in my life to completion. Remember, I did the 12 steps in a weekend. But maybe I missed many wonderful things. Maybe I missed many wonderful people in my get-or-done way of living. If you're anything like me, maybe it's time for us to focus on the journey rather than the destination. For the rest of this time, we're together today. Think about the moment you're living in right now. Who is with you? What do you enjoy about their presence in your life? What is with you? What do you enjoy about that presence in your life? Maybe enlightenment is being present in the moment, walking the path rather than getting to the destination.